it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto, and you. Nah, Joe's off today. Just funning with you. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. Well, we get to hear their names every now and then, mostly then, not so much now. But they give us a lot of love, and we love them right back. Because in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. If you've got devices, platforms, various different ways you can grab not only this terrific show, but the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, well, do it, because we need the listeners. And I want to talk to you about some of the ways you can go about it. First of all, go to our award-winning website. Right there, click the Listen Live button. There we are, and it's actually reliable these days. The other ways to go about it, well, you know something? You have a watch. You got sound on your watch. Beautiful thing. Joe has one of those. You got an iPhone. You got, I don't know, TuneIn Radio. Yeah. On your Android, on your devices, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeart. All of those are various different ways that you can get the Spano on Black Attack. And not only that, if you're at work, you're sitting there, you're on your PC, like I said, go to the homepage. It's a beautiful thing. Your laptop, you're traveling, you're in the car, you got your Wi-Fi going. Yeah, right there. Tablet, you're a little bit, you know, on the smaller size. We'll talk about small hands and smaller things as well. Yep, that's another way to go. It's amazing the way radio has transitioned over the last couple of years and what you're able to do, what you're able to get, and how you're able to get it. For us, what's most important of all is the American Forces Radio Network, because if you're serving this country, one of the guys and gals, and if you're overseas, or even if you're stationed, you know, somewhere away from home in this country, it's tough to get that taste of home. You get homesick, you're young people. Believe me, I get it. Sometimes sports is the only outlet that you have. You listen to this show, all the other terrific programming on the network. Guess what? On an AFR, we're happy and proud to be a part of it. Thanks for your service. We'll be back to set the table. We got a huge show in front of us right after this short timeout.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And, man, we got a huge show out in front of us today. U.S. women and rugby players Kelly Griffin and Jillian Potter will join us at 20 after this hour, followed by Asa Akira, who is going to talk about her book, The Dirty Road to 30. And we will talk to her at 40 after this hour. Hour two, we'll talk to America's sweetheart, at least one of them, Mary Lou Retton. She'll be on at 12 minutes after hour number two. And considering the success of USA Gymnastics in the women's part in these Olympics, it's going to be a very worthwhile conversation. But in between, we've got all kinds of sports set up for you. Of course, starting with the Olympics from last night, as the men in the pool did one hell of a job, and the women won gold in the team gymnastics. And I'll tell you, it's don't poke the tiger. It's rule number one. Don't poke the tiger. You poke the tiger will bite. Always has worked that way. Always will work that way. Michael Phelps now has 21 gold medals. Second gold of the game, wins the relay, and he wins the 200-meter butterfly. And he just, it was incredibly close, the butterfly, but reality being what it is, he edged out his competition, including the gentleman from South Africa who was poking the tiger. And, you know, look, he stole the show, and he's got the opportunity to win some more. He might get to 24. He might. This is going to be interesting. You know, he beat Masahito Sakai by 0.04 of a second. Leclos, he didn't make the podium. He got edged out for the bronze by the Hungarian Kendresi. And I'll tell you, it was one hell of a race to watch. It was appointment viewing. As these guys were lining up, you could see the intensity level get ready to go on. You know, they were talking a little bit of trash back and forth, but if you go back to the semis, and we were talking about that yesterday, the little happy dance that Leclos was doing, and Phelps, just the look on his face. It's, look, if you've ever been around elite athletes, and I mean truly elite athletes, world-class athletes, guys who just are at the top of the world, the top of their game, and I don't care what it is. And I've been around Super Bowl quarterbacks. You know, I've met Roger Clemens before. Guys, there's an intensity level about these guys when they're getting ready to go after it that you just, when they go into that gear, it's almost frightening. And it was frightening to watch them set up for this race. And you looked at Phelps and you knew what was going to happen. You knew he was going to give everything he had. Whether or not he had enough remained to be seen. But once they hit the pool, he got out quick. They were trying to run him down. They damn near did. Another 2 meters and they probably would have gotten him. But reality being what it is, he was able to stave him off. He got the individual gold. Later on, he got the team gold. We're going to step aside here when we come back. U.S. Women's Rugby. We got Kelly Griffin, Jillian Potter coming to us live from Rio. It's going to be a real treat. This is Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. And we have the great pleasure to be joined live from Rio by Kelly Griffin and Jillian Potter, U.S. ruggers who have played a couple of matches and truly made their mark in Rio in these 2016 Olympics. Welcome, ladies. Nice to have you on board.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for having us, Bob.
Thank you. Let's dive right into it a little bit. You faced the incredibly unenviable task of going up against Australia and New Zealand in the same day. Kelly, what was the mountain that USA rugby had to climb?
Yeah, so at the end of day one, we knew we were going to be facing Australia in our last pool game and then probably New Zealand in the second. But we, you know, we've had faith in ourselves, and we knew that if we played our best games, we could compete with those nations. We focused on Australia first because you can never look past the next game. And we just tried to play our best, and we ended up tying them, which was pretty phenomenal. We played a really great game. Hopefully we made people proud. And then New Zealand, we just came back, tried to fight as hard as we could. We ended up losing 5-0, but again, played one of the best games that our team has played. And so hopefully the people watching saw that. And, yeah.
Jillian, talk about the evolution of rugby on the women's side a little bit.
You know, I would say rugby has grown tremendously on both sides of men and women's sport. And in a year's time, the game can change in terms of speed and the way people play and interpret the rules. And so, honestly, you know, having this platform for women's rugby for the first time ever in the Olympics will really launch the sport across the country and across the world.
You know, I've watched it. I've been enjoying it. It's truly cool. And the expectations, you know, when you walk in with a clean slate, I would imagine that it takes a little bit of the pressure off representing the country for the first time. Why don't you address that, Kelly?
Sure. We definitely came in here. We came in and ranked sixth, but we knew that we could compete with the top teams, and our goal was to be on that podium. Unfortunately, we didn't quite reach that goal, but we played some really good rugby, and we know that we've set a really good platform for the next Olympics, and especially the World Cup, which will be in 2018, hosted in the U.S. in San Francisco.
Yeah, no question about it. And Jillian, your story is interesting. I mean, you're one of the taller rugby players, and I want to talk about how that works to either your advantage or your disadvantage. But you've been through a lot. You hurt your neck at one point in time that forced you to miss some competition, and you've also survived stage 3 cancer. And as a survivor myself, that ain't an easy task either.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, you just have to control what you can, and you know, really focus on, you know, staying present and still going after your dreams. And you know, luckily for me, the treatment worked well, and I was able to still train somewhat during chemotherapy and radiation, and also had the backing and support of my teammates and the rugby community around the world. In terms of height, you know, I would say I would just have to sometimes tackle lower, but, you know, I also take pride in my big hits that are a little bit higher and above the waist, so you know, I think, you know, height doesn't really give you much of an advantage or disadvantage. I just think, you know, it's just part of the game. Maybe my knee drive is higher, but I don't even know. I wouldn't even think about that, to be honest. maybe in the air, you know, competing for the ball in the air.
All right. Okay. So when you say knee drive, that kind of frightens me a little bit, to be completely honest. Kelly, you're obviously smarter than I am. You went to UCal Berkeley, and you know, you were active in basketball and soccer, but you know, you had an interest in mathematics. And how did you end up playing rugby?
Yeah, so I grew up in Berkeley and then played basketball in high school, and then I went to college, and there's where I started playing rugby because I still wanted to compete. I still wanted to be athletic. I wanted to be part of a team, so I joined the rugby team, and it was so much fun, and I played as much rugby as possible. I wanted to be as good at rugby as possible. So then, yeah, I started playing rugby there, and then eventually I was able to go train full-time as an Olympic Training Center and still continue my education by getting an MBA through DeVry.
That's interesting. And talk about DeVry a little bit with us, if you would.
Sure. So DeVry has a partnership with the USOC, which is really great because we're able to take classes online, and they are really flexible with us and work with our crazy travel and training schedules so that we have continuing education and have some tools to use in our post-rugby careers.
And I would imagine that you know, again, you went to UCal Berkeley, and I would imagine for a lot of the women on the team, continuing that education and making sure that you have a future post-rugby has to be of paramount importance.
Yeah, I actually went to UCLA. I just grew up in Berkeley.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you did, didn't you?
My parents will love that because they went to Berkeley. But yes, definitely getting, there's a bunch of us on the team who are attending classes in DeVry trying to continue our education, and it's really important to have that balance between training, but then also have that other thing in education to stay a well-rounded individual.
Now, I'll let whoever wants to address this address it. Have you found that when you talk to people about being in the sport of rugby, that they kind of look at you with a little bit of a strange eye?
Yes, that happens. I think the most common comment is, isn't that tough? And absolutely it's tough, just like any sport is tough. And, you know, I just think they're shocked that women's rugby is in the Olympics and that women play rugby. And obviously the Olympics will be a huge platform for increasing the awareness of the game and trying to get more young girls and boys to play the sport.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And being basically the core of a new team, as it were, representing the country, where does the responsibility lie, or is there a responsibility to kind of push it forward and pay it forward and make sure that women stay interested in the sport going down the line?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I do think that there is a responsibility for us to lead by example, and I think we did that at the Olympics, and we played courageously, and we really showed that we could play with the top nations, but also leaving this program better than when we found it before. So just doing everything that we can to increase the awareness of the sports and to share the game that we love so much.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to find out more about us and our stories, they can go to devry.edu.
Oh, that's terrific. I appreciate that 411, because I'm going to try to keep you on schedule here. Just one last one, and you know, Jillian, I'll direct this towards you. You know, having had a pretty severe injury, is it something that's in the back of your mind going forward as far as competing for the long term?
Oh, no. I mean, I broke my neck in 2010, so I almost think that was like almost a decade ago. And honestly, you know, initially it was difficult, but at the end of the day, every sport has their injuries, and mine just happens to be in my neck. So,
yeah, no, I completely get it. Well, I don't know how long you guys are going to continue to remain in Rio, but I hope you enjoy the experience, and we really appreciate you coming on. Kelly, one more time where
sure.
We can find out more, 411, please.
Yeah, go to devry.edu to find out our stories. Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you for being there for us, Kelly Griffin and Jillian Potter. And I'll tell you something, if you watch it, it's a lot of fun. And going forward, it's a sport. It's going to catch on as far as it. You know, look, they're not going to play it professionally as far as being able to make a fortune on it. But it's a really, really good time to watch it. They are intense. They hit, you know, do they hit like the men? No, not quite as hard. But let me tell you something, they're putting it out there and laying it on the line. In fact, they have all that support from DeVry to continue their education going on down the line. That's a beautiful thing. And yes, it's UCLA, not UCal Berkeley. I was reading about the parents and the fact that she grew up in Berkeley. But with that being said, you know, rugby's back for the first time since 1924. And on the men's side, you know, it's still dominated by Australia and New Zealand. You know, you've seen all the legendary stories about the New Zealand Blacks, and it's the same thing on the women's level. Right now, it's Australia and New Zealand, but going forward, there will more than likely be opportunity for other teams to evolve. USA will have the woman power to put competitive units on the field, and they're going to grow, and they're going to grow quickly. I'll tell you, it's a lot of fun. It's well worth watching. And the crowd is truly enjoying it as well. First time in the Olympics rugby since 1924. So it's good that it's back. You know, the sevens, and that's what they call them. It's seven players on the field. They lay it out there. You know, the facility, and I pulled up a bunch of stuff on it. The facility that they have is first rate. You have the opportunity to try out. They, you know, if you're a competitive athlete, there's absolutely, you know, an opportunity for you there, because at this point in time, the talent pool is not all that deep. So there's a chance to get out and enjoy and maybe compete in a sport that you never thought you would compete in. So, you know, they'll have some fun with it, and they have been having fun with it. They ended up, as they said, placing fifth. They would have liked to have been on the podium, but they really did a nice job. And when you look at the two matches that they had in the same day against Australia and New Zealand, as they said, tying Australia was unbelievable in itself. And, again, New Zealand is the class of the world. And they only lost 5-0. And, you know, their offense was not able to coordinate much of anything. I mean, New Zealand is just flat out that good. But the fact that they were able to hold New Zealand and keep them down was pretty amazing. So, you know, again, check out the sport. If you have an opportunity, you know, go do what we talk about all the time here. Get on the replays, go on YouTube. You know, all the platforms are available as far as being able to grab highlights. And go check out the matches. I'm telling you, it's well worth watching. Getting back to the pool and what went on last night, you know, Phelps, he was just incredibly dominant. I mean, incredibly dominant. And although the margin of victory in the individual event was very close, you know, he goes back later on, does the relay, competes with his teammates, and, you know, Ryan Lochte as well in that group, and takes down his 21st gold medal as he anchored. You know, and again, you know, how much does that say? You know, you talk about a guy that, and I was trying to think about this over the course of last night and this morning, because I'm watching the races last night, checking it out. And I'm thinking about where this places Michael Phelps in the pantheon of great athletes. And has there been anybody better ever at any sport? And I couldn't come up with an answer of somebody different. And it, you know, there is a little bit of difference in comparisons to other athletes, in that part of it is an individual sport, part of it is a team sport. All the relays, and I believe he's won like 9 of his medals now, or 9 of his golds in relay, but all those individual medals and his ability to just stay focused, train, overcome personal issues. And I mean, that's pretty damn impressive. And I can't think of anybody that you would put above him. Certainly not on the Olympic level. I mean, there just is nobody. And the old timers will make the arguments, well, you know, Jesse Owens with the Nazi. Yeah, I get all that. And it's not to discount history in any way, shape, or form. But what Michael Phelps has been able to do in the pool is just unprecedented. He's without doubt the greatest swimmer of all time. No, who's close? I mean, you know, you could throw Mark Spitz into that mix, and I think that would be fair. Lochte is great. There's been swimmers, obviously, from Australia and various different places around the world who were great swimmers. But Phelps has just taken it, and has taken it even before these Olympics, to another level. And when he was talking about coming back and competing, a lot of people scoffed because of, you know, what had happened with the Dewey's and all of that kind of good stuff. And if he didn't have the discipline to take care of himself post-Olympics after London, how was he going to do it leading up to Rio, as he, you know, basically is an old man in the pool? Well, he did it and then some, and is continuing to do it. You know, it wasn't nasty trash talking, but he did the little finger wag. And, you know, he did that at the South African to remind him who the king of the pool was. And I got all that. And, you know, the thing that was nice was, even after all the trash talk and everything else that had gone on with them, they did give each other a hug in the pool. It's, you know, it's a pretty, pretty competitive environment, intense environment, decided by hundreds. you know. And in the relay, as we get ready to step up against it, you know, Phelps ripped his swim cap, so he put on Dwyer's cap and did his final relay. You know, they had a nice lead when they touched it. And Haas's second leg, the 19-year-old, he was quick. He opened it up. He gave them that ability to get out where they could kind of cruise home. But again, just that ability of Michael Phelps to just gear himself up for these Olympics, the discipline involved, the training involved, the sacrifice involved. I mean, you know, look, he makes good money. I get all that. But there's still a sacrifice. Asa Akira on the other side, the dirty road to 30, right after this short timeout.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock. .com.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Asa Akira joining us here in just a couple minutes. She's running a few minutes behind because not everybody gets them out on time like we do here on Spano and Black. But with all that being said, you know, we're talking Michael Phelps as well we should be, and just how dominant this guy is and how great he has been over the course of his career. And again, I was looking at stats, trying to bring up comparable scenarios with athletes, and there's just none there. It's we'll get back to Michael. Like I said, one of he is the greatest athlete of our time. There's no getting around it. We make the transition to Asa Akira, who joins us here on E-Tech. Good morning, Asa. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black here.
Hi, good morning. It's actually Asa.
Oh, Asa, I apologize for that.
It's okay.
Asa, it's the Dirty 30. Getting the 30 in the adult film acting business and the road on how you got there. And it's kind of interesting. I was looking at your bio and, went to your website and checked things out. And it's been an interesting journey for you. And I guess the way to start is, how did you get into adult acting?
I actually always wanted to do it. The adult entertainment industry was one like I really aspired to, and it was just like really glorified in my mind ever since I was younger. I think, I was just really always drawn to it. So I was a dancer and a dominatrix, and finally, like, I graduated into the porn industry when I was 23, and that was 9 years ago.
Was that something where you were approached, or you approached somebody about going into the field?
My first job in the industry was as a dominatrix, and that I had been wanting to do it, but I was approached on the street. And as far as the porn goes, I seeked it out myself, and I met someone who was in the industry, and I asked them, I begged them to get me in, and that's kind of how it started.
Okay. Somebody approached you on the street to be a dominatrix. What was a sign hanging out that said, "We'll work for whips" or something like that?
No, I was. It was in New York City, where I'm from, and I was just walking down the street one day, and this, like, super shady-looking dude just came up to me, and he was like, "Are you interested in being in the adult entertainment industry?" And I was like, "Actually, as a matter of fact, yes." looking back, I'm scared for myself. You know, that's how, like, really horrible situations occur. But I was lucky. The guy was, relatively legit. And he did, in fact, own a business, and I followed him upstairs to the dungeon and started working the next day.
Okay. Well, I would imagine the coin was probably good, but, it also led down a path that perhaps was not so good. And you've been very open and honest about, drug use and trying to get sober.
Oh, no. I mean, to be clear, I got sober before I got in to the industry.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So all my, I think I've been very lucky. Like, I've never been, I've never experienced, I guess you could say, any kind of trauma. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say on here. But I feel I'm, like, a pretty normal person. I'm of mental sound and health, and I just happen to love porn. So, well, I...
Mm-hmm. No. Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Oh, no. So, I felt, when... This is actually my second book, and when in writing the books, I just wanted, a different kind of voice to be heard. I think a lot of the stories you hear about porn are, those stereotypical... victims of abuse, and, I did porn because of this and that, and they're very sad stories, and of course that exists, and those stories are super entertaining to read. I've read a bunch of them, but it's, there's also women like me who seek to be in porn. We are, hypersexual exhibitionists, and, we're here because we want to be.
Yeah, well, no, well, let's take it down a different path, because according to your PR release, it looked like it inferred that you had struggled with drugs, as far as once you were involved and everything else. But with that being said, how did you manage to avoid falling into the pitfalls and the traps that we were just talking about?
The pitfalls aren't, it's not like they're everywhere. I think perhaps maybe it's more something like the industry tends to draw that kind of, an addicted, it tends to draw that kind of behavior. and tends to draw that kind of person. I think it's not, you know, you don't go to a porn set and you're not like avoiding drugs at all. If anything, if you're going to do drugs on a porn set, you have to do them in secret, like any other job.
Right.
You know, and it's a very like professionally run business. So for me, I never felt like I was avoiding any kind of pitfalls. And, you know, like I don't really consider myself like a drug addict. I dabbled pretty heavily in recreational drug use when I was a kid, but I grew up in New York City. Like that's I think it kind of comes with the territory when you grow up here.
Yeah, no question about it. Your husband is also an adult film actor. How did you meet him?
He is. I actually met him in my first, can I say, DP scene?
Okay, you can say that.
Which is, okay, yeah, it's a three-way. And so when I met him, there was another guy there. And then I gave him my number, and I was like, call me if you ever want to shoot for my website. And then 3 years later, we got married.
Okay. And now
yeah, very romantic.
No, you know, a lot of people meet their spouses at work, so it's really not all that.
Yeah, that is true, technically.
Yeah, you know, it's not all that unusual. But the fact that you both work in the industry, does it cause any kind of conflict as far as jealousy or you know, a wanting to perhaps separate the personal from the business? And how do you go about doing it?
Well, he's been in the business for 22 years. So he's, you know, I think anyone who enters the industry is already someone who's able to, I don't want to like separate their feelings from sex, because I think for me it's still very much like an emotional experience. But I'm able to associate it with, you know, love, and also not associate it with love. So it's while it's still an emotional thing, it's like a different emotion, I guess you could say. And of course, you know, I have days where I'm jealous. You know, sometimes my husband is a producer and director as well as a performer. So he, you know, gets to choose the people he's working with. So of course I have days where I'm like, oh, you're working with her again. And then, I don't know, like there are certain days I'm just in a certain kind of mood and I do get jealous. Those feelings are definitely there sometimes.
Asa Akira, not Asa, Asa Akira, mm-hmm. joining us here on The Attack. And the book is Dirty 30. And, you know, talk about... as best as you can here on a PG mm-hmm. show, the a couple of the unique experiences you've had while working.
Oh man, I've had so many.
It's, well, give us two.
I've been very lucky. I always say, you know, I've only had three bad days on set ever, and I think that's like kind of a great track record for being in any industry for, you know, 8.5 years. But I talk about all of them in the book. You know, I've definitely learned a lot of things on the way. I've learned not to eat beets before an anal scene.
Okay.
I've been working with a guy who caught on fire. I've had some like really interesting days.
A guy that caught on fire.
Yeah, like mid-scene. And you know what? The guy was such a pro. We put out the fire and kept going and finished work that day.
I'm actually pretty impressed with that. The you know what? This will be down a different road here, as it were. But we've been talking a lot of Olympics here on the show with everything going mm-hmm. on down in Rio, and the athletes are shall we say healthy when it comes to their mm-hmm. appetites down there. The legality or lack thereof of prostitution down there and, you know, mm-hmm. pornography and all that various different things. What's your opinion on how it should be played out here in the United States? Are we at the point where prostitution should be legalized, number one? And two, do you feel that would help eliminate some of the, you know, sex trafficking that goes on?
Absolutely. You know, I have nothing morally or ethically against prostitution at all. I mean, I think essentially what I do is prostitution. I'm having sex for money. And I think the only difference is that the business I'm in is legal, and obviously prostitution is not. And I think the reason it's so dangerous is because it's illegal. You know, I mean, in porn, we're very lucky to be regulated. We STD test every 2 weeks. We're, you know, in a controlled environment. I've never felt safer having sex. And unfortunately, on the prostitution side of the industry, they can't demand things like their partner be tested, or there's no way to regulate anything when it's illegal. So I think it's so dangerous. And, you know, I really don't understand why it's illegal. Like, it's...
Yeah, no, no.
Sex trafficking should be illegal, you know? I think anyone being forced to do anything against their will should be illegal. But if a woman, you know, wants to do it, then why not?
Yeah, and that's why I brought up the what's going on down in the Olympus. Because, I mean, look, in the village, they talk about the 100,000 condoms that they hand out or whatever circumstances are. But
you know,
they caught a couple of the USA basketball players going into a rub and tug, and they were trying to make a big deal out of it. But down there, it's legal. So, I mean, if you can do it, then why the hell not? I want to keep you on schedule as best we can. What kind of books and what kind of new events do you have coming up?
So I just wrote Dirty 30. It's my second book. It just released yesterday. It's available everywhere that you can buy a book. I am teaching an anal sex class on the 12th here in New York at the House of Scorpio. And that'll kind of be like my last appearance here in New York. I just did 2 book signings. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the couple minutes. It's certainly, you know, a unique interview for me, but I hope you enjoyed the experience. I know I
Yes. did. Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks for all the 411. I appreciate it. Continued success and take care.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Asa Akira here on The Attack. And, you know, again, it's something that perhaps you're not comfortable with. It's, you know, to me, it's anything else that, you know, your chosen field is your chosen field. I wanted to get her opinion on legalized prostitution, however, because, you know, it's something in this country that we frown upon, yet, you know, you can go anywhere and find it. So it's kind of a bizarre outlook as far as that goes. We'll wrap up hour one on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and certainly an interesting first hour. Kelly Griffin, Julian Potta, and Asa Akira, kind of polar opposites. But, you know, in talking to Asa, and, you know, again, like it, don't like it, whatever the circumstances are. I'm not a porn person myself, but I get why people enjoy it. But, you know, again, sexuality is part of the human experience. And, you know, what's going on down in Rio, these athletes are hooking up, and they're hooking up at a monumental rate. They do it in every Olympics. That's how a lot of these athletes end up married to one another. But, you know, with all that being said, they were trying to make a big deal out of the story last week, and you know, a couple of the Olympian USA basketball players went into town, as it were, and they kind of got caught coming out of a place that they probably shouldn't have gotten caught coming out of. And they tried to make a big deal out of it, but down there it's legal, you know, and you know, if you want to partake, that's your business. You're an adult, you're over 21, go do what you got to do or feel like doing, you know, just don't hurt anybody in the process. But, you know, with these guys being under the microscope, as Carmelo Anthony said, and he's actually turned into quite the good spokesman. You know, you have to be aware of what you're doing and what you're representing and make sure you don't get into a situation that you can't get out of. You know, but again, down there, it's legal. So if, you know, athlete feels like doing that, that's their business. But it is going to become public eye. And that's the aspect they need to be aware of, because you're still wearing USA across your chest. Well, that's it for hour one of the Attack. When we come back, we're going to have a lot more fun and frivolity. Mary Lou Retton in hour two, and she'll give us an interview right out of the box, 9:12 a.m. Eastern time, and we'll be talking to her and then get on with the rest of the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
It is totally unacceptable that gangs are meeting and talking about targeting police officers of the city of Chicago.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel said the gangs reportedly plotted the attacks in retaliation to the police shooting of Paul O'Neill. WikiLeaks is offering up to $20,000 in rewards in the search for the killer of Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich. Grand Rapids, Michigan is launching a study to determine whether its police department is engaged in racial profiling.
We encourage everyone to come out again. The worst thing that can happen is we spend all this money, we do this study, and then people say it was a sham or something.
City Manager Greg Sundstrom says it's part of a 12-point plan aimed at creating better relationships between police and community. This is USA Radio News.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare pain relief patches. Our narcotic free maximum strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock knock joke anymore. Cause pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voters Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
A Florida woman is dead after she was shot by a police officer during a role-playing demonstration. Punta Gorda, Florida Police Chief Thomas Lewis says 73-year-old Mary Knowlton was shot last night during a Citizens Police Academy class involving about 35 people.
Our entire police department and all of our city leaders are absolutely devastated for everyone involved in this unimaginable event. I am asking that if you pray for Mary's husband and family, for all of the officers and witnesses.
She was taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. Chief Lewis says the woman was accidentally shot with a live round. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is investigating. Two teenagers coming home from Cedar Point Amusement Park tried to change seats in their car while one was driving. Patrol Sergeant Jared Ulinski says,
when they did that, they lost control of the vehicle, went off the left side of the roadway, went into the median, overturned several times, ejecting two of the occupants.
This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A new report shows Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine received more than $34,000 in gifts in his last year as governor of Virginia in 2009. Tom Roberts reports.
The Virginia Public Access Project recently received figures from Senator Kaine's office that indicate most of the money came from the Democratic National Committee to be used for political travel. Kaine also became Democratic National Committee chairman in 2009. The new numbers bring the total value of gifts Kaine accepted while governor to more than $195,000, although there's no hint that there was anything illegal about it.
A theft of cash at the Virgin Mary Grotto outside St. George Chaldon Catholic Church in Shelby Township, Michigan, is under investigation. Father Matthew Zetuna says surveillance video shows the suspect breaking into the donation box.
He clearly seemed to know what he was doing. There were moments where he was assuming the posture of prayer. Whether he was praying or not, I don't know. Whether he was trying to look inconspicuous, I don't know.
About $800 was taken in the theft. The suspect was in a gold-colored Chevrolet Uplander minivan. Just two words, Michael Phelps.
Kind of been a crazy last couple of days, and you know, I know that was probably one of my most challenging doubles that I've had, for sure. I just said, you know, that being my very first Olympic event, to be able to win it in my fifth Olympics is pretty special.
Gold medals number 20 and 21. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod Williams.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Well, there you go.
I think I asked to address that in the last segment. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. We're going to set the table here for you for hour two as we're going to be joined by Mary Lou Redden on the other side of the break. And we'll have some fun talking to her. And couldn't be more timely in that, you know, U.S. Women's Gymnastics winning the gold. And her ability to still be on the scene as America's sweetheart. She commentates. She does a little bit of everything. And is still involved in fitness in a big way. And we'll be talking to her on the other side. And then we'll continue with Olympic conversation. I want to get back into Michael Phelps and his greatness, just his ability to continually be great. And what this is going to mean to him going down the line. Because in the pool, he's terrific. Outside of the pool, he's had issues. But he seems to have gotten his life in order. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about different things in the world of sports as we go forward here in hour two. But, if you're listening around the country and you are checking us out here in The Attack, it's about the platforms. It's about the devices, various different ways you can get us. You can go to our award-winning website. No, it's not an AVN award. However, we have an award-winning website. You click the Listen Live button. We're there. The interviews are there. Archived stuff is there. Hefe's there. Tittle's there. I'm there. Joe's there. You know, check it out. It's well worth doing. Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeart, they all have the capacity to listen live. They all have the capacity to go into the vault and check out an interview that perhaps you missed. Maybe you missed the one with Asa. It's there. And you can check it out here on The Attack. Most important to us, the American Forces Radio Network. Guys and gals, you're serving the country. You're in this country. You're overseas, no matter what. Doesn't matter. You're in uni. We respect you, and we appreciate what you do for us. Thanks for keeping us safe. Not everybody gets it. We do here in The Attack. When we come back, Mary Lou Redden, America's sweetheart.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. The phones go to hold as we are joined by still America's sweetheart, Mary Lou Retton, who joins us this morning on the Attack. Mary Lou, Bob Black here. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing good. You got more energy in your pinky than I do in my entire body.
Yeah, they used to call me Perky. I hated that word, but that's what they used.
Yeah, I hated that word, too. I also hated cute. And yeah, no, that's you're cute. You know, puppies are cute, you know, not human beings. But welcome to the Attack. It's nice to have you with us. And as they say, timing is everything in life. Man, it's U.S. gymnastics, U.S. women's gymnastics just kicking behind. And you with your long legacy of participation and support. It's got to be a good feeling, right?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, I'm a super fan, just like all of America. We're just the dominant force, Bob, on this planet. When you win a gymnastics team competition by 8 points, you're untouchable. And we knew that they were going to win gold. There was no question about that. We didn't realize it was going to be by 8 points. But, you know, the silver and the bronze is really the contest, watching the team finals. But I am so super proud of that entire young lady team. They just represented USA to the max, and so very, very proud.
No question about it. You know, I talked about your energy level, and you're associated with Nature's Bounty and Future Me, and you know, it's I mean, the fact you're 18 years old and you have four children, obviously adopted. You'll always be 18 in my eyes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wish I was 18. You kidding me?
Yeah, but you know, you sound like it, and you manage to maintain your energy, and no easy task when you're juggling a family and you know, a career and a husband and everything else. So in your association with Nature's Bounty, let's talk about that a little bit.
I would love to. You know, obviously performance, being an athlete was very important in my entire life. So I've teamed up as a fitness ambassador with Nature's Bounty. And I'm encouraging people to go online, naturesbounty.com. It's super easy to do. And log on to the Dear Future Me. Now, this is a campaign that's very important to me. And what it is I want people to write a letter to themselves to live a healthy future. And you can start doing that today. And actually, when you do sign up online to do that, you're also entered into a sweepstakes and can win some pretty cool prizes. But it's something that's very important to me to live that healthy future. And I just want everybody else to have that same feeling and that same future.
Well, you know, and you know, you talk about that a little bit, and you've managed to, and we have these conversations all the time with athletes that have trouble dealing with their post-athletic life. And, I mean, obviously married, children, the whole nine yards, that's one aspect of it. But you've managed to maintain being active. You still feel, or at least it appears as if you still feel, there's a responsibility to the people that follow you and have followed your path to make sure that they stay on path.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's hard to do. It's a struggle, especially being a wife and a mother to four very athletic and active kids. But it's something that is very important to me. And, you know, a healthy future looks different for everybody. For me, it's about being spiritual. It's about being mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's the future that I want. And the regime that I do that works for me and my household is this. When I wake up in the morning, I got to get moving. You know, I've had some joint discomfort from my athletic career. So taking vitamins is something that's very important now as a wife and mother, as a 48-year-old old lady. But, you know, vitamins and supplements were a key part of my athletic career as well. But get up, take my vitamins. I set them out the night before, which is very important because that morning rush hour is extremely hectic in my household, getting everybody out the door. But I got to move, Bob, so I'm not stiff. You know, that's me time in the morning. If I don't get my exercise done in the morning, the day starts and it doesn't happen. And then I'm the cook in the family. We eat healthy. So all of those things really is kind of the package for Mary Lou and her family to live that healthy life and have that healthy future.
Yeah, see, that was my bad. I misread that number in front of the 8. I could have sworn it was a 1. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. That being said, let's take it back to Rio. And, you know, you talked about the dominance of USA Women's Gymnastics, and it's not unexpected. I mean, there seems to be a new star every 4 years. And I love, and I talked about this earlier in the week, the mix of veteran experience, or Grandma Alley, as they like to say, and the youth on the team. And I guess that lends itself towards success when you're on the international stage.
You're exactly right. Very, very well said, very well put. I love the Grandma Alley, a ripe old age of 22. But what leadership she brings to that team, and she's there supporting, cheering on, and there for the younger girls like a Lori Hernandez, who was literally a junior last year, has never even competed on a big, big international floor like a World Championships or an Olympics, and boy, she came through for us. It's, you know, we can't be touched, and I really, the system we have in place from the Bella and Marta Caroli is working. You know, back in 1984, in my time, there wasn't, my idols that I looked up to were from communist Romania and communist Russia. And now we are. USA, we keep winning, and nobody can touch us.
Yeah, and the continued legacy, and I think that's a great way to put it. You talked about the Carolis and what they've been able to do. Is that something that perhaps you, and I know you're still involved, but perhaps getting involved to that aspect of it, maybe becoming USA coach or something along those lines? Can you see yourself being affiliated on that high of a level?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, you know, I'm very happy in my role as wife and mother of four. I'm exactly where I want to be at this stage of my life. You know, I did 8 hours in the gym for many, many years with the Carolis, and coaching's just not in this stage of my life. And I can't rule it out ever, but no, I'm enjoying being, you know, the obnoxious, yelling, screaming mom watching my kids compete. And coaching's just not in the books for me right now.
Well, I would imagine you're coaching your kids to a certain level. You know, who better to get it from than mom, right?
Actually, you know what, Bob? They don't think I know anything. Very seldom will they tape something on their phone, like at a workout, and come home and say, Mom, I'm having a problem with this skill. Can you watch it and tell me what you think? So when asked, I give the advice that I really am just supportive mom.
That sounds pretty perceptive on your part. I imagine, is that a hard line to walk? I mean, you know, your mom's Mary Lou Retton.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm Joe Schmo mom to them. They're really not that impressed with me. I mean, they're proud of me, but I'm mom. I'm the shoulder to cry on after a bad workout, and I'm the big hug when they do well. And that's the role that I believe I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, no, I actually meant from the other end. I mean, I would imagine that some of the coaching you would find questionable every now and then. It must be difficult not to step in and say, damn it, this is the way to do it.
Sometimes. But I keep my mouth shut. I really do. I really, and their coaches will tell you, like, I'm the best gym mom ever. I really stay out of it, and I let them do their business. My parents did that for me, and it kind of worked.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, it's funny, of all the memorable moments that I have of you, I have to tell you, the most outstanding for me is you as Tiny Tim in Scrooged.
Yeah, that's right. That's so funny. God bless us, everyone. That was Bill Murray is awesome. Love him.
I'm a big Christmas guy. It's one of my favorite movies ever. But before we let you out the door, and we want to keep you on time, one more time about where we can find out more information about the future you, future me.
NatureBounties.com. Log on to Dear Future Me. Write that letter to yourself. You'll be thankful.
Well, Mary Lou, I appreciate the compliment. It's bye-bye now. Mary Lou Retton here on The Attack, and hopefully you enjoyed it. She's just a bundle of energy and great to talk to. Terrific interview. That's why she's done so well. You can still hear it in her voice. She's got that edge to her and that competitive nature. We're going to step aside here. When we come back, we'll continue with the Olympics and more here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Yeah, it truly is. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you know, we appreciate the time from Mary Lou Retton. What a terrific interview. Great interviews all the way around this morning. But, you know, U.S. Women's Gymnastics winning by 8 points against the Russians, and just, you know, the performance. Simone Biles is just terrific. She's a girl that is just so gifted and so skilled. And you know, Mary Lou talked about it. The dominance of the U.S. women on a year-in, year-out basis on the international stage is just amazing. You know, again, it's tough to win back-to-back, but now they've done it. And, you know, Romania did it in 2000, 2004. And, again, it's not that there's no competition, but, you know, when you look at it and just the ability to dominate that this team has had. And their coach, Martha Caroli, and you know, Mary Lou mentioned Bella and Martha. And Martha's retiring after Rio, and that's going to be an interesting transition. That's why I brought the question up to Mary Lou, because she's stepping out. And what they've been able to do, and I'm sure there'll still be an overseeing of the team, but what they've been able to do over the years to make USA Gymnastics the dominant international force, that's going to be a tough mantle to pick up for anybody. And, you know, we're sagging a little bit on the men's side. And they have to hope that it doesn't happen on the women's side. And I don't see it happening, quite frankly, because of the fact that there's a depth in the talent pool that is absolutely incredible. And I don't care where you go. You know, if there's a gymnastics place near you, there's one about 3 miles from me. And on any given day, on any given evening, on the weekends, whatever the circumstances are, they're fighting for parking spots as these women are trying to compete and these young ladies and prepare themselves for maybe being future Olympians. And the moms love it. The dads love it. You know, the girls themselves seem to truly enjoy it. You know, there's some coaches that don't do it the right way. But the great majority of them do, and the Carolis are largely responsible for that. This group has nicknamed themselves the Final Five because of the fact that Martha Caroli is stepping out after Rio. And like I said, going forward, it's going to be interesting to see what direction USA Women's Gymnastics goes in. Like I said, beating Russia by 8 points. And, you know, each of them had their moments last night. Madison Kosian and Gabby Douglas, I watched their performance on the uneven bar. They were spectacular. Kosian was added to that in the team because of how good she is. That was her only event, but she was just flat out brilliant. You know, Laurie Hernandez, who, as I talked about, is going to be one of these breakout stars from these Olympics and will get a lot of attention post-Olympics. Balance beam and on the floor. And Allie Raisman, Grandma, all of her events, the vault, balance beam, and she was just flat out brilliant on the floor. And they won, and they won easy. And, you know, it's expected. You know, before we turn the page to track and field next week, the ability to get it done in the pool, the ability to get it done with gymnastics, and some of the other events, obviously, that we've been talking about and covering, and you know, our first medal was won in shooting. And so from that aspect of it, it's pretty cool. But, you know, the events leading up to track and field as we turn into week two and go to track and field. But the beach volleyball and everything else that's been going on with the Olympics, it's just an extraordinary performance thus far by the United States. And it's not, you know, for anybody that would like to claim that it is tainted a little bit by the fact that the Russians are not sending as many athletes to these Olympics as they could have, well, that's the Russians' fault. It's not tainted in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, it's not the fault of the American team of the fact that there are, you know, drug users and a sophisticated program in place with the Russians. And, you know, with that being said, you know, guess what? And they screwed up. And the Americans are going to take full advantage of it. The Chinese are going to take full advantage of it. And completely understandable. And they're performing to an elite level. Let's not forget Katie Ledecky last night and her gold-winning performance. Great stuff, again. She's another one coming out of here going forward. 200-meter freestyle, 19 years old. And she's kicking it right now. She beat the Swede last night. Sarah Sochtum. And, you know, look, this is her specialties are still coming up. And that's why I'm saying she's going to be a breakout star. She's winning in these sprints. But she is long distance is her game. Next up for her is the 800-meter freestyle. She won the gold as a 15-year-old in London. So Katie Ledecky coming down the line on this. It's going to be real interesting, and she has an opportunity to grab a little more gold herself. Women's soccer team, they played as well. And, you know, when you look at the fact that they drew against Colombia, Hope Solo made a mistake on positioning and ended up being a 2-2 draw, but they're going to move on in their group. They got first place in the group, and they go to the quarters. They play Sweden next, and it could set up a date with Brazil because Brazil plays Australia, and they should advance over them. However, you never know. And USA against Brazil in the quarters, or in the semis, I should say, would be an absolutely amazing event. And you talk about electric. Oh, my goodness gracious. That would be something to watch in the stadium. Serena's not going to get another gold. Unfortunately, I believe, because this is something she's excelled in the Olympics since women's tennis has gone there. But Alina Svitnalina, excuse me, of the Ukraine, beat her and kept her out of the third round. Beat her in the third round. And kept her out of it. And the Williams sisters got bounced in the doubles. So no medal for Serena this time around. And look, you know, she's got to focus. The U.S. Open is coming up. I get maybe why she wasn't on top of her game. And I get all that. You know, not too bad. You know, that's kind of the roundup from yesterday. Highlights, as it were. And, you know, it's funny. And to go back to the swimming a little bit. You know, let's not lose in the midst of all this that Ryan Lochte has had 12 Olympic medals, you know. And his dominance in the pool has been just outstanding over time. And his ability to bring it home and be a part of that team. And, you know, he and Lochteed Phelps didn't always get along. And, you know, it's certainly understandable within the fact of the rivalry, as it were. But again, you don't get to that level. You know, 12 medals in the Olympics for Ryan Lochteed is pretty damn impressive. Mary Lou talked about it, and I thought she put it very well. There's certain areas where we're expected to be dominant, and Summer Olympics as opposed to Winter Olympics. There are always unique stories in the Winter Olympics. Our programs there have come along significantly better over the last couple of decades than they were previous to that. When we won medals in Nordic sports, it was always an aberration. But our programs have really stepped it up, and you know, now we compete with the elite, and we are part of the elite. But in the Summer Games, there's always the highest of expectations. And, you know, whether it's swimming, whether it's gymnastics, whether it's track and field, I mean, you know, the rivalries, as we will see once they hit the track starting next week, Usain Bolt and you know, going up against the Jamaicans and going up against the rest of the world, America, particularly in the sprints, in the relays, they've got a monumental task in front of them to help maintain our dominance. And our dominance has been whittled down over the years by the fact that other countries have come along as far as that aspect of it. Their training is better. Their nutrition is better. It's more and more of a level track as far as their approach. And, you know, again, Summer Games being what they are, we have a level of dominance that's expected out of Team USA. Sometimes we fall short. Sometimes we do great. Right now, we're doing great. We're going to do great on the other side. Stay tuned. I'm Bob Black.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Well, indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, and this is pretty much and will continue to be an Olympic-centric show in that, you know, we're hitting prime time now at the Olympics. Our road to Rio has been paved with a lot of great interviews, and we certainly appreciate that. But I've been talking about Michael Phelps a lot, and we talked about Ryan Lochte, and never underestimate or discount the 12 medals that he's won thus far. And the thing is, and the only other comparison, and again, I want to keep it in the sport, would be Mark Spitz. Now, I consider Phelps, considering the conditioning, the power, and everything else that has to go on in swimming, I think he's the greatest athlete of all time. You know, you can make the argument with baseball players and soccer players, and you know, maybe it's Ronaldo, maybe it's Messi, maybe it's Babe Ruth, in your mind. But I just can't see anybody that has had to do the training, the dedication, the discipline, the over the extended period of time of his career of Michael Phelps. And I pulled up Mark Spitz's records, and this is not to discount Mark Spitz, I mean, in anything. And when you think about it, Mark Spitz back in 1967 won 5 golds at the Pan American Games, and they felt he was going to completely dominate in Mexico City in 68. And, you know, they don't know if it was the altitude or whatever the circumstances were, but he won a bronze in the 100 meter, and he won 2 golds and a silver. But they were in relays. And the golds were in relay, excuse me. 100 meter freestyle, 4x100, and a 4x200 freestyle. Then he won the silver in the 100 meter butterfly, and he finished 8th in the 200 meter butterfly. And it was actually, there you are with 2 golds, a bronze, and a silver. It was actually considered a disappointment on the part of Mark Spitz. And they thought that, well, you know, all right, he'll come back and he'll be, you know, a guy that, you know, come back, he'll be an Olympian, and you know, maybe he'll be really, really good. Okay. Well, in 1971, in a meet in East Germany, broke all 4 world records, individual world records at the time. And all of a sudden, hopes were up again for him going into 72. Well, in 72, there was no disappointment. He won 7 gold medals. 100 and 200 free, 100 and 200 4x4, 100-meter butterfly, 200-meter butterfly, and 4x100 medley relay. And, oh, by the way, all 7 gold medals that he won were world records. All 7. Which, up until this point in time, made him the greatest swimmer. And still, for many, they consider him the greatest swimmer ever. He hit his peak at exactly the right time. You know, he tried to come back in 91 and started training again, hoping to make the team in 1992. Didn't make it. He was over 40 years old. Come on. He set 32 world records on the collegiate level. And after 72, and I think this is where the distinction has to come into play. You know, he went into real estate. And that was his way of making a living after that. Now, understand something. The fraud of amateurism was still going on in Mexico City and leading up to 72 in Germany. And, you know, guys were being paid under the table. Those that were caught were certainly paying the price. But, you know, that hooky-doo was going on. And these guys were hard-pressed to support themselves. Now, you know, Mark Spitz today is worth $20 million. Some have it as high as, you know, 25, 30. But 20 million bucks. So Mark's doing okay. But at the time, these guys had to support themselves. And you know, going forward, I'm sure it would have been nice for him to continue into 1976 and maybe even 1980. And then maybe we're having a completely different competition. But the financial wherewithal was not there for these guys to continue their career. And so Mark had to step off the stage. And understandably, you know, you can't forget the pose and the Speedo and the porn mustache with all the medals hanging around his neck. And, you know, he's had some tough times, but he's done okay, too. And the only reason why I put Michael Phelps ahead of him is longevity. And again, I talk about that discipline. You think about it. He has now been swimming in the Olympics for 16 years. 16 years. You know, back in 2000 in Sydney, he swam in a 200-meter butterfly and finished fifth. And that was his splash in the pool. Got his feet wet on the international stage, literally. Got to experience the Olympics, marched in with the team, wore the USA, and all the fun stuff. He was 15 years old at the time. You take it to Athens, and all of a sudden things start to happen. He goes into and he wins a bronze in the 200-meter freestyle. USA team wins a bronze in the 4x100. Then they win a gold in the 4x200. He wins his first individual gold in the 100-meter butterfly, wins another one in the 200-meter butterfly, wins another one in the 200-meter individual medley, wins another one in the 400 individual medley, wins another one in the 4x100-meter medley relay. Boom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 golds in Athens. And he's off to the races. You go to Beijing, the domination starts all over again. World record in the 200 meters, world record in the 4x100, world record in the 4x200, Olympic record in the 100 meter, world record in the men's 200 meter, world's record in the 200 meter individual medley, world record in the 400 individual medley, and a world record in the relay, the medley relay in Beijing, London. All of a sudden, maybe it starts to slip a little bit. And you look and you see, oh, a silver. Well, oh, my God, he's vulnerable. Now, wins the gold in the 4x200, wins the gold in the 100-meter butterfly, silver in the 200-meter butterfly, gold in the individual, 200, fourth. Oh, my God, he's done. And then first again, with the 4x100-meter relay. And you think, all right, that's a wonderful wrap on a wonderful career. And again, you're having the conversation, he and Mark Spitz, neck and neck. I mean, literally, I mean, you know, in the condensed period of time, you could have certainly made the argument that Mark Spitz was the greatest swimmer ever, with Michael Phelps a close second. Or you could have gone the other way and said, over the course of three Olympic Games. Actually, four. So, you know, you could throw Sydney in there. That over those four games and the longevity of his career, he's the greatest swimmer ever. And, you know, good barroom conversation if you're into talking Olympics. But you figure, okay, the career's done. You know, he's 27 years old. Time to get out of the pool. Time to get on with your life. But no. Turns around and dives back into the pool and does it all over again. And I mean, again, that's, to me, that's where the separation is. His ability to go down that path at 31 years of age with a kid, with responsibilities. And look, I mean, again, his net worth, according to the websites, is $50 million. So Michael don't have to be hungry for nothing. And to me, that even reinforces it a little more. You know, here's a guy that, barring unforeseen circumstances, never has to work again a day in his life. And he still has the hunger and still has the dedication to jump into the pool and have that discipline to get it done and have that hunger to get it done. And I'll refer back to last night, night before last. You know, don't poke the tiger. Don't poke the tiger. Because when you're looking at the guy who was the greatest swimmer to ever put on a pair of trunks, don't get him mad. Because how much he has left, I don't know. Well, we do know. Hello. 20 and 21. Gold medals. It absolutely incredible. And, you know, again, you look for storylines in the Olympics. And when we talked about Fernandez being a breakout star, and he'll be breakout stars as far as track and field and you know, of course, Katie Ledecky. But Michael Phelps, here it is. He's going to come out of these Olympics being the biggest star in the world again because of his ability in the pool. Now, will people take it for granted? I don't know. I don't know how that's going to play out, to be completely honest. You know, they may be looking for the new fresh face. Maybe the opportunities aren't there as much for him as far as the endorsement deals when he comes out of these Olympics, because there are going to be, you know, Simone Biles and Katie and all those people are going to be there. But, you know, quite honestly, Michael Phelps is doing everything and has the opportunity to do more. And, you know, it's absolutely terrific. He's got a kid, his fiance, Nicole Johnson, there for him. His mom's still there, Debbie. And, you know, you take it back to 2014 when he was popped coming out of the casino. That's not all that long ago, guys. He got his DWI. He went into the rehab facility for 45 days. Day by day, moment by moment. Again, he seems to have straightened his life out. But we'll see whether or not that ends up being the case because, you know, again, it's a day-by-day, hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute situation. 45 days of rehab is a long time. It means they were struggling with a lot of issues in there. But, boy, has he redeemed himself in the swimming pool and down in Rio this go-round. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll recap this entire show and send you on your way on this beautiful day here on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. I want to thank our guests for coming on board. Asa Akira, Mary Lou Retton, Kelly Griffin, and Jillian Potter. And it was a good time. It really was a good time. We had a lot of fun interviewing them today. Again, finishing up with the swimming. As I said, I was talking about, Michael Phelps and redemption and various different things. USA Basketball showing up to support the team as well. And that's always one of the cool things of the Olympics is just the other teams coming out to support their own countrymen and countrywomen. And pretty cool. And again, to show the separation, and I don't want to discount anything than Ryan Lochte has did, but the suggestion 4 years ago that he was actually better than Phelps, and he wasn't. I mean, he was better in a couple of individual events, but, he's 32 years old. He's swimming in one individual event, the 200 individual medley. And Phelps isn't even halfway through his program. And should he gold out, which is not likely, but he could. He'll end up with 24 in his career. Just absolutely amazing. And honestly, I think maybe the great, and I think I have to call him the greatest athlete ever by the time it's all said and done. Well, that's it for the Attack. Like I said, I want to thank our guests for coming on board. It was certainly an eclectic group of people. Ruggers, a porn star, and America's sweetheart. You can't get any more diverse than that. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with you with a fresh edition of the Spano and Black Attack tomorrow morning. Same bat time, same bat channel. Have a great day, everybody.